This short meditation is a way of praying about real life, of finding God in the everyday. There are 5 sections to this prayer, each quite short. Find a comfortable place. Breathe deeply and slowly. Close your eyes if it helps. Become conscious of placing yourself before God, who is waiting for you, looking at you, and smiling. Once you are more in tune with that reality, offer the day just ending to God. Ask God to reveal the day as God sees it. Ask, too, for a spirit of gratitude for whatever was given in the day, even if you are not at this moment aware of having received much, or even anything. Give it to God as a deeply felt desire. From getting up in the morning, through all the commutes and journeys, meetings, encounters, frustrations, successes, hopes, disappointments, delights, hurts, and events of the day, right up to this moment, let your day play back to you again. For some people, this can be done continuously, like a video playing in your mind. For others, it might be a bit more random. Either is good. With practice, you can come to see that this is actually God showing you the day and all the people in your day. Notice the warm spots and the cold spots. Give it to God to bless. Bring to mind one or two points that have delighted you today, and still delight you now as you think of them again. These are any kind of event or encounter that has brought you joy or laughter or satisfaction, or something that just moves deep inside you, saying yes. this might be something that was said to you, or something you said. It was probably an offer God was holding out to you. So thank God not only for the offer, but also for having been able to accept it. Be in that moment again, but don't spend time or effort trying to explain it or analyze it. Just be there once more before it vanishes into time and history. Give it to God with joy. Now, bring to mind anything negative that surfaces for you. A word, a thought, a reaction that left you saddened, or annoyed, or even angry. This might be something you've said that you wish you hadn't said, or perhaps you kept silent when you should have spoken, or an action that you were forced into, perhaps professionally, that left you feeling uneasy or just bad. It might be something that God was offering, an opportunity, but maybe you backed away or could not accept it. No explaining, reasons, or analysis for now. Be aware and accepting if you find that these are things you would rather not look at right now. Don't force it, but don't suppress it either. Whatever it is that is negative in your day, acknowledge and own it now. Give it to God to heal. Finally, thinking ahead, looking forward. Your journey away from the place where you are at this moment, if only to end the day or to sleep. Can you imagine that already? Can you also imagine tomorrow morning? What comes to mind that is already in your diary for tomorrow? The same as most other days, or different? See in the imagination the place you will go to and how you will get there. What you are doing now is blessing the day ahead of you because God has been with you throughout this reflection. And as God's Spirit has been calling you and offering you opportunities all day long, as you can now see a little more clearly, so God will continue to call you tomorrow and for all the time to come. Give it to God to fill with hope. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.